Hello, hello, hello. I'm your Leslie Jordan in quarantine, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood. To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets. So open wide, honey. I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got goosebumps.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. How is everyone doing? What is this, week five we're in? Week six? Who knows? But what I do know is that it is National Glazed Ham Day. Glazed ham. You know what? I find that a large contingency of my friends don't eat pork. Why is that? I love pork. It's the other white meat. And seeing how it was just Easter the other day, why not have pork? We always had ham on Easter. Did you have ham on Easter? Me and my Puerto Rican household, we always had ham on Easter. Mama Gladys would do it up with the pineapples and the cloves, the whole nine yards. It was delicious. Unfortunately, on Easter, I had some like brown rice and ground turkey, you know, because she's not trying to gain any weight during this coronavirus quarantine. Let me tell you that. But I will gladly take pictures of your glazed ham if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Moving right along to this day in gay history. In 1990, screen legend Greta Garbo, 84, dies in New York City. Several obituaries allude to the persistent rumors about the reclusive star's alleged sexual affairs with writer Mercedes de Acosta and various other women. Yes, Greta Garbo, Anne Monroe, Dietrich, and DiMaggio, people. Who knew? I think someone handed me a Greta Garbo autobiography a long time ago that I never read. I love a good memoir. I don't really love an autobiography. I think it's all just too factual and not like the juicy bits in it is what I don't like about it. But shout out to you, Greta Garbo. How old would you have been? 84, 94. You would have been like 104, girl. Good for you. Anyways, a shout out to you. I'm obviously here alone. I'm obviously losing my mind. Have you all lost your minds out there in your houses, in your apartments? As you may or may not know, I live in a 120 square foot apartment, studio apartment in Times Square. I have taken on every reorganization project, every crafting project, every dusting project. I mean, I literally think I have run out of things to do. So much so, I ordered stained glass spray paint because I was tired of looking at the glass on my ceiling fan and I figured it needed some sprucing up. And apparently they sell spray paint that emulates stained glass. So I'm just taking on project after project after project. I've also realized that there really is something to this whole Marie Kondo organizing lifestyle bit. Remember when Marie Kondo had her moment and everyone was reorganizing and saying goodbye to things that they loved, but that served a purpose that they didn't so much love anymore? Well, as I dig through, you know, my chest that's under my bed and old clothes and whatnot, everything I touch, I'm like, oh, this doesn't bring me joy. Throw it out. Not throw it out. I have a bag for donations. I have things that just weren't usable anymore that I got rid of, and so on and so forth. What kind of projects are you all taking on out there? Because I know everyone is making sourdough bread or banana bread. It's a fight. Are you on the sourdough bread side or are you on the banana bread side? You know, since baseball season is canceled, even though who watches baseball? You know, we need some good competition. Are you sourdough bread or banana bread? I don't know. I think I would be sourdough bread, guys. I think some delicious sourdough bread. I haven't gone that far yet. I haven't had the want nor the penchant to make a sourdough starter, which it really isn't that hard. All you need is some flour and some water, and then you just need to let it sit there and ferment. But in this tiny apartment, I don't need things fermenting. I don't need things. I don't need more things. I'm trying to simplify my life so that way when I come out of this quarantine, you know, things are just simple. Simple, easy. The apartment's organized. The apartment's cleaned, decluttered. You know, I'm just really, really trying to keep myself busy during this unemployed time. And I'm finding it really, really hard these days. Even, you know, just like the depression of it all to create. You know, I'm finding it hard to create. I'm finding it hard to post. I'm like, oh, what's the point at this point? But I've instated a rule in the house. I don't know about you out there, but I've instated a rule that there's no television till 5 o'clock or after. So it forces me to find other things to do. And I find it actually really, really helpful because I live in such a small space that I don't just turn on the television and get back into bed and like sleep all day long or watch The Real Housewives or all day long or catch up on documentaries or anything like that. And funny enough, actually, I'm not even watching all that much new TV. I find myself diving into mindless things like old episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race, things I don't really have to think about or invest in. So that way, you know, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just the quarantine, like anxiety and depression of it all that I don't want to invest in much of anything, but I'm keeping active. The weather seemingly is starting to get nicer, so I'm going on long walks. Hopefully you are all going on long walks, but like away from people. And you know, the city is like eerily quiet. I grew up in New York all my life. I mean, I've been, you know, the theater business has taken me so many places, and I lived places months at a time. But New York has always been home, and I have never seen the city so desolate, so empty. I have been all the way down from the West Village, all the way up to the Upper West Side, and it's just like empty pockets after empty pockets, closed stores after closed stores. Ugh, you know, just, but the sun, I find, is bringing me joy, the fresh air. You know, I'll take off my mask for a second when nobody's around just to get some really fresh air. That's bringing me joy. What else is bringing you joy out there? You know what's bringing me joy, actually, and it's why I mentioned him at the beginning of this pod. If you haven't discovered Leslie Jordan's Instagram, once a day, it is just joy-filled. If you don't know who Leslie Jordan is, he's most famously known as Beverly Leslie from Will and Grace, Karen Walker's arch nemesis. I was never a huge Will and Grace fan, but he's brilliant on that. He was also on American Horror Story. The man has worked in Hollywood forever. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him in Provincetown once. He's hysterical. And I think he's found a new venue of performing via Instagram, because it's just really him complaining about being quarantined and complaining about being bored. But, you know, it's that Southern charm because he's in Chattanooga and he's just laying in bed and he's like, well, y'all, we're in quarantine again and I'm bored as fuck. There's one where he's like sitting there watching porn, eating an egg sandwich, just complaining about how loud the woman is in the porn. It's absolutely, absolutely hysterical. I've also been dancing with Mark Kinamura at night. Mark Kinamura is a beautiful gay man. Oh my God. Oh my God. Marry me, Mark Kinamura. Just, I'll move to LA and do all the things for you. But he became super famous. He was Lady Gaga's background dancer in the early episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race. You could see him in the background dancing as well. Clocked you there, Mark Kinamura. And he became super famous because he did all those viral videos where he kept ripping off multicolored wigs to Call Me Maybe and other popular songs. So much so that those artists were inviting him on tour with him. And now every night at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time, he does like a 25-minute dance session. It actually reminds me of the old Jane Fonda workout videos that I used to do with my mother when I was little. So they bring me a ton of joy, just absolute joy, because, you know, you get to move your body and it's fun and he's fun and there's like 2,000, 3,000 people watching and dancing with him. So that's really, really fun. What out there is bringing you joy, people? What is bringing you joy? I would love to hear. I would love to hear from you. Write to me. We ain't got nothing but time. And I see the analytics and I see that you're listening, but no one writes to me. You know what? The loneliness is really real out there, especially as like, you know, being single and gay, especially in New York City, is rough, folks, you know, because I call it the New York slots. Like, everyone's always looking for the next best thing. If I pull the handle one more time, maybe he'll have abs. Or if I pull the handle one more time, maybe he'll have blue eyes. Or, you know, it's hard already being single in this city as is. And now being single and quarantined, oh, that's just like next level. So write to me. Send me love notes. Send me, you know, send me things that bring you joy. Send me your food pics. I love seeing food pics. You know, I've been cooking a lot and I'm really overcooking. Not like overcooking, but like I'm over the act of cooking, which is really funny because I'm a food guy and I used to bake cakes, like wedding cakes and things, and I used to cook all the time, and now it's just like it's becoming a daunting task to just cook and cook and cook. I know, first world problems. Oh my god, it's that tired cooking, but it's real, and I think I'm more tired of the dishes than anything. But you know, cooking for one, you're always reminded that you're single, because it's like, oh, made food, oh, just for myself. I read this article the other day, I think it was yesterday, that came out on Instinct or one of those gay websites, about like this couple went on 2 dates right before we went in quarantine and decided to quarantine together, and now they're madly in love. I'm called bullshit. I want to see how long that fucking couple lasts after this quarantine, and who's the first one to go suck another D? Call me bitter, call me a cynic, but no, ma'am. things that brought me joy. Thinking, counting down how many days till they're no longer together. Is that terrible? Maybe. Maybe, but I'm okay with it. I am. So yeah, send me things that bring you joy. Send me selfies. Send me, I don't know, send me your food pics. Send me recipes. Speaking of recipes, I've been going through a ton of old recipes from my old blog, just weeding it out, rewriting things. And I figured out that I have a penchant for cookies. It's like 90% cookie recipes. So those will be posted very soon. There's this killer chocolate peanut butter, double chocolate peanut butter cookie recipe that I'm obsessed with. It's so good that I need to remake at one point. Oh my God. So good, guys. Absolutely so good. Other things that bring me joy are seeing all the restaurants out there that have been putting forth an effort to help their communities out. I think it's really, really beautiful how New York City, no matter what is going on, will always rise up to take care of its people. And I found this article from The Infatuation. The Infatuation is a beautiful website. They've been, you know, they chronicle restaurants across New York City and beyond. So 40 New York City restaurants giving back to the community. You can go to theinfatuation.com and find this article. But I just want to read a few. There's a restaurant called Red Rooster, and they're in partnership with the World Central Kitchen. Red Rooster in Harlem is operating exclusively to serve free lunch to people who need it right now. They open every weekday starting at noon. Isn't that incredible? Oh my God. Listen, I know a lot of us are out of work. I know a lot of people are struggling for money. I know that stimulus check hasn't hit my bank account yet. And what the hell is $1,200 going to do for me? Well, it's going to go right back into the government because I need to pay my taxes, because that's about how much I owe in taxes for some reason. But that's neither here nor that's not something that brings me joy. You know, other restaurants that are doing really, really great things. There's a restaurant named Gertie in Williamsburg. Gertie has also teamed up with the Lee Initiative to make free meals for hospitality workers right now. They're available for pickup every day between 4 and 7 p.m. If you're able to, you can donate directly to the Lee Initiative on their website and order a chicken dinner for delivery or pickup while you're at it. That's where I was going, and I got sidetracked. I know a lot of us are out of work and so on and so forth, but if you are working right now, if you have the funds to donate, the restaurant industry is suffering, and actually those that are suffering are doing the most to try to help to give back to the community. Isn't that something, that it's the people who don't have the most that are always out there trying to give back? That's what I find the most amazing about this. So if you have a little extra funds, or if you're feeling a little helpless like I am, you know, I'm just trying to use my voice to get the word out there about people doing amazing things out in the New York City community. But wherever you are in America or the world, I'm sure there are restaurants near you donating to healthcare workers. You know, if you follow me on Instagram at The Kitchen Gaily, that's daily with a G, you'll see that I partner with a restaurant, a food place called Fresh & Co. They're donating meals out there. For every $10 that you donate to them, a meal goes to our healthcare workers and our essential workers. That's amazing. So there's ways, even in small increments, that you can help out there. But back to these restaurants, there's a restaurant called Field Trip. Field Trip is open for pickup and delivery, but they're also delivering rice bowls to hospitals and women's and children's shelters in the Harlem area. For every $8 donated to their campaign, Field Trip will match $2. That's amazing. Hello, amazing things. Pies and Thighs. Oh my God, great name. Pies and Thighs is donating buckets of fried chicken to healthcare workers at Woodhull Presbyterian and Wyckoff Hospitals. Each chicken bucket costs $40 and comes with sides, biscuits, and other good stuff that nurses and doctors deserve to gorge themselves on. You can learn more about donating, buying merch, or ordering takeout and delivering on their website, piesandthighs.com. Yes. Oh my God, there are so many restaurants out there. Even 11 Madison Park. Where I just passed that. Where'd it go? 11 Madison Park was voted like number one restaurant in the world at one point, I think. 11 Madison Park is using their kitchen space to make meals for healthcare workers and teaming up with Rethink Food NYC to deliver those meals to hospitals. You can learn more about Rethink Food NYC's campaign on the website. You can go to the infatuation.com and see their list, or go to 11madisonpark.com. And I bet you could find all that information there. I'm also going to try to link all this information out. Friends to the pod, Best Pizza, Frank Pinella, he's also cooking his ass off, making meals for healthcare workers. I've already said last pod that my friends, Steve and Joe, who run the Ate It app, that's numeral 8 IT app, here in New York City. They have a restaurant revival shirt. We misquoted the price last week. I think I said it was $10. It's actually $30, but every last dime of that goes right back into helping the restaurant industry get back on its feet. Listen, I have been in the hospitality industry for 21 years, and luckily enough, I was moving away from that as this happened, so I have other funds coming in. You know, thank everybody, thank my employers especially, who are helping me out at this time. But I know what it's like to be a waiter, and all these waiters, I have so many friends in the hospitality industry that need help right now, that their restaurants, so many friends in all the gay bars across New York City, that need help right now. They're not making any money. All the drag queens, all my drag queen friends out there who are doing, you know, live Instagram shows to try to, you know, make a dollar because they're out of money. That's hospitality, y'all. They may not be serving you food, but listen, they're keeping those bars open. They're keeping those bars filled, right? And their bar fee plus all those dollar tips, those $1, $5, $3, those drunken $20 you throw at them really made a difference. And now what are they doing? They need help. You know, Marty Cummings, who's a friend of the pod, is doing and is running for city council in 2021, I believe. That's a district. That's not my district. He's uptown Manhattan. But he's, you know, from his living room, he's still trying to help people, trying to get masks to homeless people and people in shelters, trying to help people get food. He and still reading in doing drag time story hour for the children, trying to collect his dollars, trying to collect, their dollars. He's non-binary. And they're putting on shows as well, trying to collect dollars. Pixie Aventura, also trying to make money, doing shows at night. Holly Box Springs, Holly Day. I could keep naming, you know, people. What about all the girls on Drag Race, too? I mean, hopefully after this, they'll be making their money by doing tours and whatnot. But still, I mean, you know, it brings me joy to support my friends, to try to get the word out, you know? And that's really all this pod's about today. Things that bring you joy and people doing good things during this time and trying to help, trying to get the word out to help those in need. But I want to take a break from that right now to take us to my favorite part and your favorite part of the pod, a little something I like to call Food News Update.
Food News
Update. Food News.
Ooh, honey,
you ain't ready,
girl.
Spill the tea.
News Update.
Wendy's has a free cheeseburger deal you can get with any mobile order. Yes, I passed a Wendy's on my walk today, and I was thinking about that spicy chicken sandwich. But once again, I think I haven't been on a scale, but I think I've lost a good amount of weight on this, what I'm calling this quarantine diet here. But I really wanted a spicy chicken sandwich, and now this is not helping, folks. So according to Delish.com, it turns out Wendy's is throwing in a free cheeseburger to any mobile order totally for free. Yes. Shout out to you, Wendy's. You can get a free Dave single burger with any mobile app purchase right now. In case you're unfamiliar, this burger is made with a quarter pound of beef, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle, ketchup, mayo, and an onion on a toasted bun. I haven't had beef in a long time, actually, now that I think about it. Now I really want some, like, Wendy's. I'll get, like, a spicy chicken sandwich. Or, no, those spicy nuggets and a burger. Yeah, guys. Wendy's is also offering a free breakfast Baconator, because, you know, they serve breakfast now, with any mobile order breakfast purchase. You can also get a $1 double stack cheeseburger with a mobile app purchase. This is good news if I've ever heard it. All in all, you should be ordering from Wendy's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you tell that I'm tired of eating, like, salad and tuna fish and hummus and brown rice? Wendy's, all I have to say is send help and a spicy chicken sandwich. Martha Stewart left a tipsy comment on an Instagram photo and fans totally lost it. I love Martha Stewart because all, you know, ever since prison, all she does is get drunk and high, I think. And I'm here for it. I am here for it. Martha Stewart was the homecoming queen at my high school. Shout out to you, Xavier High School, many, many, many years ago. And she is still the reigning queen. So, I mean, what more is there to say about this? There's a Instagram called Comments by Celebs, where they pinpoint, you know, crazy comments that celebrities make. So apparently there's an Instagram called The Best Little Hen House in Texas, and they posted their little chick incubator. It's so cute. And their comment was, "It's remarkable how fast these chicks turn into chickens. It took less than 2 weeks for them to outgrow their brooder, and we had to move them to a larger digs. Good thing, too, because round two of chicks will be arriving just in time for Easter." Martha Stewart then replies, "M, as me sure you feed and water them daily, and keep the heat, is as no BK, in S as, and when you can finally come back to NYC, who is going to care for them?" Then she followed up with, "What a mess, I have been drinking." You know what? Between her and Cardi B and Leslie Jordan, I think they're the ones that are keeping me going today on social media. I mean, talk about things that bring you joy. Martha Stewart, I'm here for your isolation drinking, and I'm here for your drunken comments and your food. And that's all I have to say about it. Open Table now lets you reserve a time to go grocery shopping. The feature is free for both shoppers and restaurants. Isn't that interesting? You know, people are getting creative out there, honey. Oh my God, but this, I found this article via Delish.com. Again, shout out to you, Delish.com. And I think this is pretty amazing. So while people are taking proper social distancing precautions, it can cause extra long lines in supermarkets, which I've totally seen. Oh my God, the line at Trader Joe's that I passed today on the Upper West Side was around the block and down 72nd Street to the next avenue. It's insane. And this is why Open Table made the switch. So this feature is mainly in use at specialty grocery stores and restaurants that have turned into pop-up markets. And it's meant to help control crowds and to make shopping trips as efficient as possible so shoppers don't have to spend too much time outside of their home. So with the Open Table feature, you can choose to get a text message alert that will let you know when it's your turn at the store. Currently, this is being used more prominently on the West Coast at restaurants that have become supermarkets, and this comes from Food and Wine, Bel Campo, Gwen Butcher Shop and Restaurant, Prairie, Tess Restaurant, and the Epicurean Trader are some of the places allowing you to make shopping reservations. Similarly, Resy is now shifting from restaurant reservations to takeout. Restaurants are pre-packaging meals, and you can sign up for a time slot to pick them up on Resy. Both Resy and Open Table are offering a free sign-up for shoppers and restaurant owners who want to use these new features. Isn't that awesome? You see, communities coming together to help each other out. And with that, I think this is a great way to end Food News Update. Yeah. And I'm losing my mind. I just got an alert that Leslie Jordan posted a new Instagram video, and he's doing the senior workout for the hunker downers, is what he calls people in quarantine. And I am so ecstatic to watch. I also just realized that friend to the pod, Chef Renee Blackman, is also using her chefing skills to make meals and donate them to our healthcare workers. So shout out to you, Chef Renee Blackman. Oh my God. What else can I say? I don't know. I miss the outside world. I actually miss, you know, I'm very touchy-feely with my friends. I have a very touchy-feely group of friends. You know, as gay men, a lot of times you find that friends sleep with each other. I don't have friends that I sleep with, but my friends are very huggy, touchy-feely. We're always very cuddly like that. And that's what I miss the most about the outside world. I do. I miss y'all out there. I miss all my friends. I miss just being able to go out and socialize and do all the things. So yeah, guys, yeah, what are we going to do? I think the answer is find hope in those that are trying to do the most and help out in the community. I was actually looking at ways to volunteer to maybe package meals at places or whatnot, but all of those places are all full up and I've been turned down. So we have to find joy in, you know, the people that are doing the most and trying to help our communities and help in any which way that we can, you know? Every dollar counts. I know Podchaser was doing donating meals for reviews. So if you left a review of my pod or any other person's pod on podchaser.com, they donate a certain percentage or a certain cents amount to the Meals for on Wheels COVID-19 Feeding America Fund or whatever it's called. They're doing great things. So many people doing great things out there. And I want to hear what you all are doing and what is bringing you joy these days. So, you know, shoot me an email at inyomouthnyc@gmail.com or hit me up at inyomouthpod on Instagram or at the Kitchen Gaily. You know, send me pics, send me nudes, send me whatever you want, you know. Even the hate mail I'll take these days. I can handle it because I got what? Nothing but time. And with that, I think, you know, it's going to be a short and easy today. Stay safe out there. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. You know, ask your neighbors if they need to pick up groceries, even the young ones out there, because you don't know who's hurting, who needs help, who's sick, who's not sick. And, you know, let's be better people and let's get through this. I think finding the joy in through it all is the only way we're going to get through this. And realizing that, you know, there are days where, you know, we're just going to be anxious. And you know what? Finding the joy in the anxiety. All right, I'm anxious today. Here we go with this, you know. Let's just deal with it. And finding the joy in being lonely. And finding the joy in, you know, and just turning that around. Okay, I'm lonely, but you know what? I have a good ass time by myself. I dance around naked and let things flop around. Yeah. You know, or just, yeah, that's what the pod is today. The simple joys. Where are the simple joys of quarantine? Where are all those alluring, lusty joys? What is Julie Andrews doing these days? Has anybody checked on Julie Andrews? Oh my God, folks, In Your Mouth listeners, I love you. Thanks for sticking with me during this quarantine. I'm here for you. So you know what? Even if you're feeling down and out, send me, maybe I could help you find some joy. Send me a message. That's what it's all about, spreading joy. And with that, I just want to thank you all for listening to In Your Mouth.